كنيسة ماري مرقص القبطية الأرثوذكسية بمونتريال كندا، مؤتمر العائلات الثاني مايو سنة 99، سلسلة المحاضرات الأولى للدكتور نبيل باقي عن تربية ونمو أولادنا من منظار مسيحي. تركز هذه المحاضرة على تربية الأولاد من سن 4 سنوات حتى سن 12 سنة. سانت مارك كوبتيك أرثوذكس تشيرش مونتريال، The Second Conference of the Family and Marital Issues, May 4th, 1999. This is the second in a group of three sessions that address the subject of raising and developing our children from a Christian perspective. This session covers the group age of 4 to 6 and 6 to 12 years old. As mentioned earlier, this group of sessions is helpful not only for parents of this stage, but for all adults, since it provides a good opportunity to discover oneself and how one's present behavior and character are related to the way of their upbringing.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. حد عنده اسئله من امبارح يكتبها وبعدين في الاخر يبعتها لي، يا ريتكم معاكم ورقه تكتبوا فيها اسئله. و I hope if you had question from yesterday to write it and send it to me. Did you evaluate yourselves on the scale I gave yesterday about parenting? قيمت نفسكم؟ طلعتوا جايبين كام في المية؟ انتوا هادين قوي كده النهارده. لسه ما سخنوش يا ابوي. Today I'm going to discuss with you a very important phase in the development of the child, which usually the effects of our parenting stay with them for later years. المرة دي هكلمكم على سن خطير جدا، أي عمل بنعمله معاهم بيبان لما يكبروا. The age from 4 to 6 and 6 to 12 usually is the age of abuse. Those parents who physically abuse their children, they beat them up and they're aggressive, whether verbally or physically. We know that most of the abusers were abused before. أغلب البيرنتس دلوقتي اللي بيضربهم عيالهم اتضربوا هم صغيرين. We are going to discuss today the effects of our dealing with our children, especially in the kindergarten before going to school, preschool, and the elementary school. And I will start by giving you certain characters also on a scale. Characters which could be normal characters for us and our children. Before sending any of our children to a medical doctor to examine him, we have to examine ourselves first. نشوف احنا نفسنا صفاتنا ايه قبل ما نبعت عيالنا الدكتور يكشف عليهم. These are 10 characters, 10 صفات. I'm going to describe it, and also the same way as I told you before, you evaluate yourself and your spouse, how much on the scale, and your child. I will give you an example. If you take a child 5 years old with two other brothers and two parents in a two-bedroom apartment, any play of one of the children and the three boys could be regarded by a quiet mother as hyperactive kid. And if you take the same child, same mother, to a ranch, to live in a big house on a ranch, a farm, she will not feel anything. So to her, he's not hyper. He's locked in a small apartment. Okay, take a hyperactive mother. I'm sure some of you are very hyper. She might look to the child, the same child, as an average child. He's not that hyper, because she's hyper herself. So everything is relative, and it needs someone to evaluate really whether he is hyper or not, depending on the environment and the parents. كل حاجة ممكن تكون نسبية. الأم اللي تلاقيها سريعة الحركة وبتنط كتير, وفي طبعا منكم كتير اللي بيعملوا خدمة اجتماعية هنا وبتاع, بينطوا بالسماء ويفطوا كده, تحسوا رجليهم فيها زنبلك هما بيشتغلوا وبيجروا يعني. وفي البيت بعضكم تلاقوا بينط من أوضة النوم للمطبخ ليجي الحمام لأن وقته ضيق. وفي ستات ماشيين براحتهم خالص. لو جبت لهم عيل مع الست الهادية, أي حركة يمسبها الولد شقي. أخذ الولد نفسه مع الست اللي بتجي وتفط ديت, يبقى عادي كويس, يبقى حاجة نسبية. The characters which I'm going to tell you now. Number one, the degree of activity, درجة الحيوية. نمرة واحد, درجة الحيوية. Whether he is average, hyper, or less than average, very calm. You leave him in his place, he does not move. A mother will get her child to the church and she's bragging about, he sit close by, he does not move for 2 or 3 hours. درجة الحيوية دي يما ناس سريعين الحركة قوي, يما متوسطين, يما هاديين يقعدوا جنبكم ما تحركوش. أدي سريع الحركة ده 10, الهادي قوي ممكن يكون 0, ما بتحركش خالص. طبعا مش معقول ميت بقى ولا ايه مش عارف يعني, لكن يعني 0 ده ما حدش يخدي ابدا لوحده الاكتيفيتي يعني. فدرجة الحيوية. نمبر 2, the degree of distractibility or degree of attention, درجة الانتباه والتركيز. How far your child could pay attention in the classroom and to you. In the classroom where there are many children for one teacher. Usually children who are distractible easily by movements around them cannot pay attention more than 5 minutes, and then they are gone. And the teachers complain that their eyes are wandering everywhere. They start to poke the other children with pencils and throw papers and or look to everybody around them. درجة التركيز في عيالنا بيبان في الفصل. المدرسة تقول لكم ان العيل بالكتير 5 دقايق يركز, وبعد كده سرحان على طول, يا بيلعب يا بيشد في اللي جنبه, يا فك يا ربط الجزمة بتاع اللي جنبيه, يا ربط الجزم في بعضه وهو قاعد في الكيسة بيعملوا كده. الاقي عيال في الهيكل شمامسة حلوين خالص في الهيكل, وقعد ينزل تحت الكنبة يربط البدرشيل في بعضيهم بتاع شمامسه كبار. هو في عيال صغيرين هنا يا ابني؟ الكبار يعملوا كده ويتفرجوا على الكبار لما يجي يقوموا بقى. ابقى واقف في الهيكل مثلا الاقي عيلين صغيرين شمامسة قاعدين على الارض حوالين رجليا بيلفوا ايديهم من ورا ومن قدام ومن بين رجليا مش قاعدين على بعضهم حتى وهم قاعدين. فمهما علمناهم احترام الهيكل دي كانت they cannot stay still even in the sanctuary area in the altar area. ف with attention, attention span and degree of activity, we look for a third character, impulsivity. درجة الاندفاع without thinking بينطهم. They are jumpy. بدون ما يفكرهم بينطهم. يعني حركتهم سابقة تفكيرهم. طبعا أكيد في منكم ناس very impulsive. أنتوا كبار يعني. يعني الواحد they go into action before thinking. Then they think after that. Impulsive. This triad, these three characters, activity, attention or degree of distractibility, distracted easily. And with the adults, distractibility could be internal distractibility or external distractibility. Thoughts are running inside you and you could be distracted, you can't focus, you can't, are not organized in your thinking. You can't say 1, 2, 3, 4. ممكن واحد يكون عنده عدم تركيز وتشويش داخلي. تلاقيه بيتكلم حتة من حتة من حتة من هنا وملخبط. يسرح من حاجة ويخش في حاجة تانية. دي بنسميها عدم قدرة على التركيز داخليا. عدم قدرة على التركيز خارجيا external distractibility is when you are looking to someone, say a mother working in the kitchen. Her eyes are looking to her baby and with the other ear listening to the radio and her hand are doing something and the left ear is doing something else and she's trying to focus on 5 things at the same time. It could pass as normal, as feminine character, or she cannot focus in any one of them. She's distracted between the 5. If she could cook well and attend to her child, well and good. But if she cannot focus and pay attention to any of these, then she is an ADD. فهمين استاذ؟ في ستات تلاقيهم يحاولوا يركزوا في حاجة في ايديهم بس بيحاولوا يلتفتوا كده حاجة حواليهم. إذا كان الواحدة بتعمل اللي في ايدها أصلا الطبيخ اللي بتعمله كويس ودنها وعينيها مع حد تاني بس الطبيخ ما بتحرقش يبقى كويس. لكن لو مش قادرة تركزي في الطبيخ ولا في أي حاجة من اللي حواليكي جايز يبقى عندك مرض عدم تركيز يعني. نمبر 4 the degree of expression القدرة على التعبير. Some of you could be good actors. You could express very well by their faces, by the movement of their hand, by the legs, by body language, and some cannot. All those are, I'm talking about normal people. بعض الناس ينفع يشتغلوا ممثلين لما يتكلمهم وشهم وايديهم ورجليهم تبين انسانهم فعلا يعرفوا يمثلوا كويس. وناس تانيين لكنهم لابسين قناع ماسك فيس يتكلمهم بس ما عندهمش قدرة على التعبير. احنا وعيالنا على مقياس من 0 to 10 من 0 to 10 في قدرة على التعبير ايه؟ Put yourself on that scale 0 to 10 in the ability to express. Number 5 regularity and rhythmicity of the biologic clocks or biologic cycles. درجة الانتظام في الدورات الحيوية في جسمنا. Some of us, their hunger pain, their stomach will ask for food exactly at a certain time. At 12 o'clock, they need to eat. At 5 or 6, they need to eat. They have to sleep 10 hours. 10 hours during the night, or else they can't function. And some could function by 4 hours or 5 hours sleep. But they are very regular and rhythmic. And if you change their cycles, they become dysfunctional. بعض الناس ما يستريحوش إلا إذا كانوا في ميعاد معين أو ناموا في ميعاد معين عدد ساعات معينة. بعض الناس ما يستريحوش إلا إذا كانوا فعلا عدد ساعات النوم بتاعتهم 10 ساعات كل يوم. أعرف دكتورة كده إذا ما كنتش تنام 10 ساعات ما تعرفش تشتغل في العيادة تاني يوم. طبعا جوزها هيتجنن لما بتخلص العيادة الساعة 7 بالليل. طب تنام إزاي 10 ساعات عشان تقوم تاني يوم تروح الشغل الساعة 8 9؟ مش موجودة تقريبا يعني. وفي بعض الناس يستريحوا 4-5 ساعات. في عيال أطفال صغيرين معاد الرضع يجي يعيط. بنظبط بالظبط على 3 ساعات أو ساعتين ونص. Very regular، منتظم. وفي عيال تانيين تسيبوا ساعة 2 سعيد وبيلعبوا مش هم حاجة. ف the degree of regularity and rhythmicity in our biological needs and cycles. Of course, it is very hard if someone, his cycle is adjusted, sleeping during the day, working at night, all his life. Unless he has a very strong will, he cannot change. Sometimes changing this biological cycle is very difficult, but normally we could change it. يعني طبيعي ممكن نغير احنا الحيوية الدورات الحيوية بتاع جسمنا. The acuity of our sensations. درجة الإحساس بتاع الحواس بتاعتنا يعني. Some have very acute senses. Touch, smell. Some of you smell like you could smell any odor, any scent, and some cannot. Vision, taste, all these sensations, some could be very hyper. You know, if the label of the t-shirt is rubbing against their neck, are so hyper, they can't stay. And some, if you wear anything very harsh inside, they don't feel it. So it depends upon the sensitivity or the acuity of our sensations. بعض الناس لو لبسوا خيش جوه ما يحسوش أو يبقوا عاديين. وفي ناس لو البتاع اللي بتبقى راكبه في القميص من جوه ديت او في اي بلوزه جت على الرقبه تلاقيهم قاعدين عمالين يتحركوا كده لانهم جلدهم حساس قوي. ده سيم الشم والتذوق والنظر والسمع عند بعض الناس اكتر من التاني. هل كل عيل عمال بيتقفف كده عشان التيشيرت بيحك فيه يبقى عنده ADHD أو hyperactivity, hypersensitivity? No. This also a range from 0 to 10. the degree, the acuity of your sensation, درجة إحساس بتاعتنا بتختلف من شخص لشخص تاني. Number 7. Are you following me? The degree of our social outgoing skills. Some of us are very outgoing. Put them in a place, they are all over the place. And some are shy by nature. Put them on a scale. Number 7. في ناس عندهم إقدام في التعرف على حد ويروحوا وييجوا في أي حتة, وناس خجولين. بين الخجل والإقدام والجرأة في التعرف ده نحطه على مقياس من 0 to 10. النمرة 8, number 8. Adaptability. Number 8, the degree of adaptability, التكيف, التأقلم. If you move from one city to another, some of us could adapt so fast to the new environment and continue their life. Some cannot. They are homesick to the previous city. The adaptability to different environment, also put on a scale. درجة التأقلم في بيئة جديدة, اتنقلت من بيت لبيت, من بلد لبلد, من مدرسة لمدرسة. درجة التأقلم بتاعتنا, بعض العيال يفضلوا عايزين يفتكروا المكان القديم وعايشين بذكرهم فيه, والتاني يخشوا على طول ويتعمل. It's different than the previous point. Adaptability is different than shyness or outgoing. Number 9, the mood, المزاج. Some, they are showing always that they are sad, serious and sad. Maybe inside them they are not, but they are showing that. And some are very bubbly, elated, always kidding and joking. The mood differs from one person to another. درجة المزاج. بعض الناس يبان انهم عطوا بيضحكوا ويتنططهم. الناس يبان انهم كده يعني رزينين زيادة عن اللزوم كده, يعني زي ما يكون حزانة. هو مش حزانة على حاجة, بس ناس كده سيريس يعني ايه بالعربي. يبانوا جد او كده, جد, ناس جد. فالمزاج بتاعهم مختلف. يا ترى انتم من اي حاجة؟ طبعا حطهم المزاج, الناس البابل اللي بيضحكوا دولا حطوهم نمرة 10, والثاد دولا خالص ومقفلين دول حطوهم 0. يعني احنا اغلب المصريين كشريين يعني, بس يعني مش عشريين, كشريين. كلنا جد, نميل للجد او يعني, او معنى اصح نميل للغم يعني. طبعا في ناس فكاهين ويضحكوا ويضحكونا, بس يعني the last issue, number 10. The degree of flexibility or fixation. درجة المرونة أو الجمود. Some people are so flexible. You could understand and discuss. And some are very fixed, rigid, to the extent they are stubborn. سمين يعني stubborn. Some ناس بعض الناس عندهم مرونة ممكن يخش في أي مواقف يتفهموا ويتكلموا ويتناقشوا وممكن يغير رأيه ويروح رأي التاني إذا اقتنع بيه. وبعض الناس صلبي الرأي جدا لدرجة العند والتحجر. طبعا الفلكسبل ده جه في 200 and the rigid and fixed 0. On that scale how far you are flexible. Now give a score to your child, a score to yourself, and other spouse also give a score, and compare your scores as parents with the score of the child before judging him that he is such and such and such. Because some of these are innate characters, inherited characters, and the child, if he will live with bubbly parents, he will grow as such. Two sad, serious parents, he will be as such. So, parents who dare to take their children and teach them to be outgoing, because they are outgoing, different than parents who are shy. So before complaining from our children, we have to assess ourselves. لازم نقيم نفسنا قبل ما نشتكي من عيالنا. قد نكون احنا المصدر بتاع الجينات ديت او مصدر التغيرات اللي في البيئه. قاعدين في بيئه كلها غم، العيال يطلعوا مغمومين ومهمومين. في ناس بيئتهم على طول بيضحكوا، تلاقوا العيله كلها عمالين يعملوا قفشات وضحك وتنطيط مبسوطين. ف the first three characters what some doctors are looking for it to diagnose attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD. ADHD appears, usually started to be diagnosed at age 4 when he goes to preschool or kindergarten. And it would be so apparent first grade, because the children cannot participate in the class as other children, and the boys are hyperactive, but most of the girls have attention deficit but not hyperactive. And there are many books now published in the past 10 years about that disorder. بالعربي مش عارف اسميه ايه. في حاجه اسمها ADHD. الاولاد فيه ما عندهمش قدره على التركيز وشؤاي. كانوا في الكنيسه بيشتكوا منهم وفي المدرسه بيشتكوا منهم. والعيال حرام نبهه جدا جدا. They are very smart. But they can't control their hands and their feet. مش هيتحكموا في ايديهم ورجليهم. Always jumpy, بنط من دكه لدكه. ده تلاقيه يطلع من دكه نط يعني مش على الارض. نط من دكه لدكه في الكنيسه. يمشي في طرق عجيبه قوي يعني. يشد حد ينط مش عارف ايه. وتلاقي دايما مدرسين ماس احد. تلاقي العيل عمال يجري من ابوه في الكنيسه جري جري على هنا وبعدين الشمس يجري وراه ومش عارفين يلحقوا عليه. يعني واحد منهم بس في فصل ماس احد او في فصل في المدرسه بيبقى ملحوظ طبعا. And what is the percentage in the public school system? It's hard now to find a class without one of them. And it is due to certain neurotransmitters in the brain which transmit the impulse between the cells. They need certain substance, at least at the beginning of their life, and I hope it corrects by itself, but usually what I'm seeing, they don't correct, because I'm seeing parents after we diagnose ADHD for children, I look for the parents and find one of them with ADD. And when a wife complains that her husband is not listening to her, not attending to her, he's always looking far away after 5 minutes for her conversation. I feel, yani, women talk too much, explaining everything in details of details, and the span of attention of their husband sometimes too short. So after 2, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you tell her, okay, get to the end. He can't. So don't label your husbands as ADD patient. Because most men are ADD by that way. So before describing our children that they have ADHD, we have to see the parents, and then to see the degree of their functioning. Are they functioning in the school, يعني قادرين يمشوا في المدرسة, بيعملوا واجب في البيت, ولا مغلبين parents? They are really kids, very nice, smart, but they trouble their parents. When only in a family, could trouble the whole family. They need one parent always by their side to tell them, do the homework, do that, do this. We have to teach them. If you give them guidelines, you can't tell them, go, brush your teeth, pray, and go to sleep, and they'll follow you. You can't. You tell them only one, tell them, go now and brush your teeth. After you teach them. After they finish, and they return to me. After they finish, okay, now go and start praying. After they finish praying, okay, now I will come with you to tuck you in. روح عشان تنام. Go to sleep. One by one. You can't give them a list of certain rules. You take only one by one because their mind is distracted. Or tell them, brush your teeth, then pray, then go to sleep. They can't do that in sequence. It's so easy. So the schools, they know that, the teachers know that, if they have a kid like this. They cannot give him the same way they are teaching other children. So they are raising more trouble for teachers. They need more attention to teach them. They need more or less one-on-one teaching, not 1 on 20 or more. فدايما إذا إن عائل من النوع ده بنحاول نعلمه حاجة بحاجة ونديله إرشادات يعمل حاجة بحاجة, يغسل سنة الأول وبعدين يجي وبعدين نصلي وبعدين الإنجيل معاه بالترتيب حاجة بحاجة, مش أقول له روح اعمل دي ودي ودي دي, ما يقدرش, هيتوه في النص, هيروح قاعد على السرير يلعب في الجزمة بتاعته ولا يعمل حاجة منه خالص. فهم دول الناس دول اللي مسميهم ADHD. Is there a treatment? Yes. And the treatment is by medication, behavior therapy, and involved in certain kinds of sports which drain their activity and teach them discipline, like karate, judo, martial arts. They teach them discipline and absorb their energy. Behavior therapy to the parents and the children, to teach them how to deal with their children, to teach them order. And medication, there are two medications we are using successfully for those children, and the result appears within a week, just 1 week. Some children showed after 2 days. And as a test, sometimes we don't tell the teachers in the school that we have started the medication. And after 1 week, I will go and ask the teacher, is he all right? Do you notice any change? You're telling me, marked change. I know it's working. So the medication works. for how long he could take it till age 18. And then after that, he take different medication if he still need. Any side effects known till now about the medication? Till now, none. Some are very skeptical, some general practitioners are very skeptical, especially if their own children are like that, if they have children like this way. So some medical doctors, general practitioners are skeptical about prescribing this medication. Till now, no side effects known on the brain or other senses, and it's not addictive medication. الأدوية دي ما تعملش إدمان عند العيال وأول ما بياخدوها بيحصل تغيير سريع بيبان في بحر أسبوع إذا بحر أسبوع العيل ما تغيرش يبقى ما عندوش Sometimes we use the medication as diagnostic test to know whether he has ADHD or not. Why I'm spending some time on that? Because it's so common now. If the church, you have two or three of them in the church, you don't know how to deal with them. You pray that God will do a miracle for them. But actually there is help and treatment. So this disorder starts at that age. Okay, I will review with you now. Age 0 to 2, what was the goal of that age? To have secure environment. من صفر لاثنين, من زيرو لاثنين, العائلة كنا عايزين يحس بالأمان. Through consistent love and compassion and attending to the needs, والانتباه لاحتياجاتهم. محبة وحنان منتظمين. And if a child, if an infant during the first 2 years will not get that consistent love and care and compassion, or he's living in a hostile environment, he will not trust the environment around him. He'll be always fearful, frightened, untrusting, suspicious. From age 2 to 4, if the consistent love and compassion will give a secure environment around that infant, 2 to 4, he will develop his will and control of himself, of his muscles, his sphincters, and his movement. بعد سنتين, من سنتين لأربعة, العيل بيطلع بينمو إرادته وقدرة التحكم في نفسه والتحكم في حركته والجري ويبتدي يفهم ويرد الحركة ورانا. إذا الولد الصغير في أول سنتين من عمره فقد الأمان هيطلع شكاك مش ضامن خايف من اللي حواليه باستمرار. من 2 لـ 4 إذا العيل ابتدينا نزعق له عشان مش قادر يتحكم في نفسه هيطلع عيل باستمرار خجول شاي خالص لأنه كان بيعاقب في الفترة ديت على أنه مش قادر يتحكم في نفسه وفي حركته أو حاسس على طول كده بشيم فلازم we must not label that child at all we try to train him and as I said yesterday we give him the proper play the proper toy the proper games so he could develop his mentation now I will start 4 to 6 age 4 to 6 What is the goal of that age? This is the age before school. It's so important for that young child to develop because he's very curious about knowing many things around him. It's so important for him to start and initiate a complex action. He starts to initiate a complex movement without humiliated, being humiliated. He has to be encouraged, or else he will always fear initiating any talk or action later on in his life. And he will feel guilt if he starts something and it turns to be wrong. السن 4-6 العيل يبتدي يعمل بيتعلم المبادرة والقيادية ودايما عنده حب استطلاع أسئلة كتير يسأل كتير قوي قوي إذا كتمت العيل وزعقت له لما عنديش وقت قلت له كفاية كده العيل الطفل ده مش هيقدر في حياته مستقبلا يقدر يقعد في قاعدة يبادر باقتراح الطفل الصغير ده ممكن في سن 4 سنين عنده القدرة مثلا ان هو عاوز يفتح حاجة عالية مثلا يجيب كرسي يطلع عليه يفتح دولاب يميد ايده جوه ويجيب حاجة ويقفل الدولاب وينزل تاني او يطلع على كرسي ويروح على الشباك يشد الستارة ويفتح شباك A complex action يعني عمل مكون من كذا حركة وطبعا بيتكلم زي البرابانت الوقت يا خاص بقى language بتاعته بيتكلم كل اللغات A child that age could speak 3 or 4 languages يعني in the school, the church they could speak Coptic Arabic French English and Spanish if you want more they could contain all of that in their mind Try now at your age to go and learn all these. You cannot. So they are very able children. 4 to 6, preparing them to be deacons, psalters. So they could learn hymns because most of the bishops, they ask them before ordaining them or allowing them to be absolutists. السن ده 4-6 they could be involved with the saints. ممكن عندهم قصص قدسين كتير ويخدم شفيع خاص ليهم their own patron saint. Allow them to ask. Allow them to start playing. Please This is the age of creativity. ده السن اللي فيه العيل بيبقى خلاق. بيديه لعب مخصوصة يبين هو ممكن يركب ويفك ويصرف. يبني حاجة. Some of them, they could draw and paint very good. So give them that chance to draw. Even if you cover the walls of their rooms by paper just to draw on it, not on the wall, and remove and put another one. But they are so creative. Please don't stop them. If you are an overprotective parent, a perfectionist parent, your child cannot be creative. If you stop him at that phase from doing anything creative, إذا واحد أو واحدة ست من نمكية ومنظمة ومش عاوزة ابنها يوسخ ولا الأرض ولا الحيطان ولا يرسم ولا يتحرك طب إزاي الولد هيبين قدراته الخلاقة في اللعب So that age is so important also for the child to recognize his gender For sure before the school before age 6 or at age 6 he has to know that he's a boy or she has to know that she's a girl she will grow like mommy or he will grow like dad إذا الطفل وصل لسن 6 سنين ومش مقتنع بجنسه إن هو هيبقى ولد أو هيبقى بنت، خطر جدا إذا راح المدرسة وهو ملخبط. And this is our role as parents, because starting from age 6 or 7, they pick on them in the school. If they see them in the school confused, the girl is acting like a tomboy, and the boy is girlish in his movement. Starting age 6, they pick on them. And a prophecy might come true. Do you understand me? لازم الولد والبنت لما يوصل سن 6 سنين يتعرف على جنسه تماما ويقتنع بيه ويحس ان ربنا عاوزه يطلع راجل او ست. اذا وصل المدرسه لما كان على public schools وهو مش مقتنع هيطلع ايه، لانه لازق في مامته على طول من صغره وهو ولد بيحب يقلدها في كل حاجه، في لبسها في حركتها، الولد ده هيضايقوه في المدرسة. Usually homosexuality start around that age by being confused around age 6, 7. A young child is so confused, and then his confusion will continue more if someone will touch him. He will not know what's the reality of his gender. So be real careful with your children before going to school. Also, this is, as I told you, this is the phase children move a lot. And this is the phase 4 to 6 in which we sometimes abuse our children physically. بنضرب العيال انه بيتحركوا كتير. And of course this will continue till age 12. And I want to remind you, actually I want to warn you, عاوز احذركم, we are not in Egypt anymore. The law in Canada and the United States, if a neighbor will hear you physically abusing your child, or in the parking lot hitting your child, maybe that neighbor himself or herself was abused, they call the police. And the police has the right, with certain social worker, I don't know the name of the institution here, they could come and take your children to a foster home. And they come usually at a certain time you don't expect, and ask the children whether they were beaten or not. And you try to tell them, this is our culture, this is the way of our parenting. They tell you, those are Canadian citizens. And if there is always fight between the two spouses, and the neighbors will call the police because of the loud noise and the shouting and yelling. Sometimes the police, if this is repeated, they take the children because the environment is not safe to parent a Canadian citizen. And they take him to foster home. And if you want to take him back, it needs a court judgment after proving that you became better than before. فهمتوني بقول ايه؟ العري اذا استمر موضوع الضرب مزاجكم تضربوا العيال خدوهم وانزلوا بيهم مصر. الضرب اللي بيعلم، الضرب اللي يسيب اثار، ان هنا الناس متمرنين، المدرسات في المدارس، السوشيال وركر متمرنين، اذا لقوا اي اثار ضرب على العيل او لقوه مكتئب وحزين هيسالوه، لقوا اي علامات في جسمه هي might not return home، ممكن ما يرجعش البيت. وفي قصص كتير قوي، اب ماشي مع ابنه وماسك جورنال كده ملفوف، خبطوا بيه كده على راسه في الباركينج لوت الساعه 3 الصبح، البوليس جه البيت خبط على الباب صحاهم معاه كده كشاف، حط على عينين الواد جوه في السي وقت النوم صحاه، قال له حصل كذا كذا، قال اه، خدوه من ابوه وامه. وبعدين بنحسب يعني المتضرر يروح يسال، يعني it's serious. Try to control your anger please and don't inflict your anger whether verbally or physically and I hate to say or sexually on any member of the family. Abuse is either neglect, emotional abuse, which is humiliation and belittling verbally, or physical abuse or sexual abuse. It's so common at that age, from 4 to 12. So the goal of that time, 4 to 6, for the child to develop creativity, to initiate something, to be able to be a leader who could initiate. ده الهدف تاع المرحلة دي، يبقى إنسان خلاق بيقدر يتصرف ويبتدي يعمل مبادرة بحاجة. Now age 6 to 12. Age 6 to 12 is important because it sets or it starts all the skills of the child. Skills for studying, skills for any social activity, any sports activity, age 6 to 12. And this is the age on which most of you have developed inferiority complexes. ده السن اللي اغلبكم 6 ل 12 بقى عندكم عقد نقص. ده السن اللي بنتعود فيه نطلع فيه مهارات، ازاي نذاكر، ازاي نلعب رياضه، ازاي نبقى شمامسه حلوين، ازاي نصلي، ازاي نشترك في حاجات فيها فهم، ازاي نبقى شطار في المدرسه، سمارت. This is the age most kids pick on one another. And usually kids pick on anybody. If you are short, they pick on you. If you are tall, pick on you. If you are overweight, they pick on you. If you are skinny, they pick on you. Girl or a boy, they like to pick on one another. What is the role of the parents? That age, 6 to 12, السن اللي 6 ل 12 ده, the role of the parents is to encourage and support their own children and don't compare them to anybody else. ده السن ال parents, الأب والأم ما يقارنوش ابنه وبنتهم بأي حد، يشجعوهم. كفاية المدرسة عمالين يضحكوا عليهم ويضربوهم ويزعقوا فيهم، والواد جاي بيعيط ومتضايق مش عايز اروح مدرسه تاني، التيشيرت بتقول له انت مش شاطر، والعيال بيقولوا انت خايب او انت تخين او انت رفيع او انت قصير او انت طويل. طبعا دايما يقولوا على البنات الطوال والعيال القصيرين يتريقوا عليهم. فدورنا ايه؟ لازم to support وينكرج ونشجع عيالنا وما نقارنهمش بحد تاني ابدا. I have to show them what's good in them. They have to find something good during that age. Any talent, music, sport, study, church, spirituality, singing, acting, they have to find something good in them. Please try to find and try to appreciate the presence of that talent related to God. If they don't find anything good in them and they compare their riches to others, their house or their dwelling to others, their skills to others, and they feel inferior to others, it would be so hard to treat them. Of course, we could. It would be hard because many years will come in the high school with more picking on them. لازم اطلع في العيل حاجة حلوة. لازم. وطبعا كل ولد وبنت فيهم حاجة حلوة. ما يقولوش احنا فقراء. العربية العيلة التانية احسن مننا. عند فلوس اكتر مننا. انا غبية. انا I'm stupid. I'm not that intelligent. انا مش ذكي زيهم. انا شكلي وحش. هو هي شكلها حلو. انا I'm not that strong. ما عنديش muscles. ما عنديش عضلات. الولد التاني ده عنده عضلات. حاولوا تلاقوا لهم هم حلوين في ايه. لو كان في الكنيسة، في الميوزك، في الرياضة. عشان كده انا بقول لكم الجودو والكاراتي والالعاب دي بتديهم confidence، بتديهم ثقة في نفسهم وتديهم انتظام. And they could defend themselves. ممكن دفع عن نفسهم. But we teach them don't attack. يعني ما تهجمش على حد. لكن ممكن تدافع عن نفسك. مش يتضرب كل يوم علقة وروح اشتكي. يتضرب كل يوم علقة وروح اشتكي في المدرسة. والعيل مكسوف من ابوه روح يشتكي. احسن حاجة اعلمهم ازاي دافع عن نفسهم بس ما يهجموش على حد. مش غلط ان يدافع عن نفسهم. بس اذا حد قرب منه في حركات معينة تخلي الشخص اللي جاي يبعد. بيتعلموها. وفي كورسز في كندا بيعلموها سيرف ديفنس في المدارس، معرفش هاي سكول ولا جونيور هاي، ممكن مدارس تعلمهم حاجه زي كده. At that age we are looking for the peers, the peer pressure. Peer pressure starts at that age. Elementary school, of course, continues till all the life. And peer pressure could be within the church, as you know. And always, the bad are more popular, unfortunately. So, bad company corrupts good morals and good characters.